Casting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Miley Cyrus, underrated.
You know what? I don't think she's underrated.
I think she's underrated? I don't think she gets the love that she deserves.
Really?
I think she's a great singer.
I think people know that.
Okay. All right.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. But
I feel like she... never mind.
This should just be the song.
And, nah, there's better than this. 713-780-3776. Junkie says, after Tillman scored, I thought the U.S. should get to bring in another guy
Junkie?
To replace the guy they lost to the red card. I saw someone else say the same thing on social media. Dodgeball rules is what it's called. Should you be able to bring in another player if you score a man down? I don't think so.
Oh, that's so funny, though.
I don't think you should be able to do that.
That would be a great Americanization of soccer. Like, if they put that in the MLS, like, I think that's an awesome rule.
I don't like that.
I think it's great.
It's not the way the beautiful game is intended to be.
It's not.
And it's like banana rules is what it is.
But that's such an American soccer take. I'm sad I didn't come up with that one.
Don't like it. Junkie Flos represented his country well, celebrating like LeBron James. He celebrated like LeBron James twice. Celebrated like him twice. Because one of his, he scored a goal, but he was offside as well. He found the back of the net, but he was offside, so he got called back. All right, so let's listen to the English call of the two goals. Then we're going to listen to Jose Jorge's call of the goals. And then we're going to listen to Andres Cantor, the great Andres Cantor, on Telemundo with the call. All right, we ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's Flo Balogun's goal, his first goal in English, his only goal.
Team Ream, only man there, able to steer it to Adams, flicks it along Tillman. It's got Balogun making a run off him. Can he get around to that ball? To the deflection, Balogun scores! Flo Balogun, first to react to the deflection. He'll do the LeBron celebration. It's 1-0 U.S.
All right, what do we think of the call?
It wasn't great, right?
I'm going to ding it for a couple of reasons. I think it's a good call.
It's good, but it's not great.
I think it's a good call. So I'm gonna give it like a 7-3. I don't like that he mentioned LeBron in the call. Like you're throwing in LeBron. Like, this is the U.S. men's national team's moment.
Yeah.
It kind of feel like I didn't love it. I didn't like that. I didn't like that part of it. Also don't like how he didn't say USA. He said U.S. I would have liked the U.S. of A. Maybe that's nitpicky of me, but I wish he would have said for USA, not U.S. end of speech. So a little dings for me.
Yeah, I'll give like a 7-2.
Okay. What you got, Brian?
Yeah, 7-5.
It was a solid call.
That's fine.
Just a little couple things there that I didn't love that dinged him a little bit. All right. So before we get to Andres Cantor and his call on Telemundo, here's what we did. I went and I transcribed the call by Andres Cantor. And I didn't even type it out. YouTube does it for you. So I copy and pasted it from YouTube. And Joe is going to read the call from Andres Cantor on Telemundo. And then we're going to listen to Andres Cantor. Now, I do want to say this, Joe.
Yeah.
YouTube does a poor job on how many vowels they have in goal.
Oh.
So whenever you see G-O-L and it says goal, remember that Andres Cantor says goal.
We were going to do that for 4 years.
I hit my sweet spot there. I think I could have done that for a minute.
It lasted
a
day.
Can I ask a question?
So whenever you see goal in the transcription,
I'm not doing that.
Remember, it's goal. Or I'm not going to do this.
There's no way he did that four times in one call.
We do have the audio.
We will listen to Andres
Cantor
on Telemundo.
I'm going to have to make it a decision here.
He does it pretty long.
But it says it four times.
You're going to
have to say it four times because he held it for so long?
You'll hear it in a moment. You'll hear in a moment.
Okay.
All right, give us a tres, dos, uno.
What's up with this? What's up with the two arrows in here?
So that was just like whenever he had like a... the arrows actually were like during the timestamp. I should have deleted those.
Okay.
I think those are for a pause in the words, right?
Not really.
No? Okay.
It was more like they had those symbols in front of like the timestamp.
Oh, okay.
It was more like weird transcribe. I should have deleted those, okay. Yeah.
I was just curious if I was missing something.
I don't think it means anything.
Am I reading this? Or
you're going to do like a
yeah, you're going to call it.
You're going to call it, Joe. You're supposed to be like Andres Cantor.
Feeling,
my bad.
Passion.
I shouldn't have insulted you, Jose.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta have feel and passion.
Passion, energy.
Mucho gusto.
This is gonna go so bad.
Necesitas ganas.
Okay. Deep breath. All right, ready?
Yeah, we've been ready. Are you ready?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to read
okay,
this.
Okay, the first one is Richard Adams.
Yeah. Richard Adams, Katie Hepara.
No. Those are two different guys. It's okay, a pass from Richards to Adams.
There's no commas in here.
I'm sorry, bro.
All right. Richards Adams, Katie Hepara. Richards Adams, Katie Hepara. Ti Armita. Buenos y pica, ti Armita. Buenos y pica, Balagón. Avi Balulava. Balagón. Avi Balulava. Kedar. Beyond V. El gol. 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 Go! De Estados Unidos, Lizo.
Not bad if you hadn't been giggling through it the whole time.
This is better than Spanish lyrics. You too short on the goals.
Too short on the goals.
Way too short.
And you broke like Jimmy Fallon on SNL giggling through the whole thing.
It's him. He's the problem.
He was like Mike Breen Banks. Like, goal, 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 goal.
I think I could get through it if he wasn't in here. I'm like trying to like not look at Jeremy while I'm going through this.
All right, let's hear Andres Cantor on Telemundo. He did say four goals.
I did.
You undersold the goals.
I did.
I wonder, Brian, if we should do Andres Cantor before Jose Jorge on the next one.
To give him
a feel for it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You think we should do that?
Yeah. Sure.
We'll switch it up. See which one we like better for the next time we do this in 4 years. Or maybe after Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, we can just
do it on Tuesday.
Yeah, we can do special edition Jose Jorge.
We can Tuesday. For the big World Cup match.
Approved.
Yeah. How about honestly, only for the U.S. or what about for Mexico?
I think for the U.S.
Okay, not Mexico.
We can.
It might not be Andres Cantor because he got the A game. He's got the U.S. A game.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Maybe this just becomes a thing, though.
Where you just do random goals from Andres Cantor?
Well, what if we did, like, we could do this after the World Series? After the NBA Finals, Super Bowl?
It's not a bad idea.
Like, just a way to change up Jose Jorge a little
bit? That's a good idea. Yeah. Maybe for those months, we'll skip Jose Jorge doing song lyrics and have a Spanish call with Jose Jorge. Because Jose Jorge is a lover of the music and a lover of the sports.
Yeah.
He likes both.
See.
It's hard for him to pick
Jose
between the two.
Yeah, he loves the deportes. Yeah,
he's a big fan. All right, so let's listen to the golazo from Malik Tillman. I don't know why I said it like an Italian. But Malik Tillman scoring from the top of the box to give the U.S. a 2-0 lead that they would eventually win by.
Tillman!
Not bad. What'd you think? Great to call. Oh, what was Cantor, by the way, on his first goal?
Oh, 10.
Yeah, I'll give him a 10.
10.
All right, Tillman.
I'll go like 8-5 on this one. I think it's a little bit better.
Okay.
See, I liked it a little less than the last one. It was just less. I get a quicker play, so there's less room for description, but I'd go like 6-8.
Yeah, I didn't like the call as much as the first one, but he also didn't get dinged for things I didn't like. He didn't annoy me like he did in the first call.
It was technically accurate. Yeah. It just, I don't know.
I'll go 7-1. It wasn't bad. All right, so we're going to do the Telemundo, Andres Cantor call first. Here is Andres Cantor on Telemundo for the Malik Tillman goal.
Ahí va Tillman! Goal!
Gol
de Estados Unidos lo hizo Malik Tillman. Sí, el gol más importante de su vida. 2-0 Estados Unidos.
All right. Give it another 10.
Yeah, it's a 10.
Give it a 10 on Andres Cantor on Telemundo.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Jose, my bad. What?
I'm trying to remember if he did. Can you play it again?
That's a long call. It's like a 40-second call,
yeah. I'll tell you when to stop it.
Ahí va Tillman!
Okay. All right. Ahí va Tillman, goal! Tillman! Ahí va Tillman, goal! Stop laughing! Goal! De Estados Unidos, Lojizo! De Estados Unidos! Stop laughing! Unidos Lojizo, Malik Tillman, CL goal! El Malik Tillman, CL goal! El goal más importante de su vida!
It's the dumbest thing we do.
I feel like you lost a goal there.
I think
you
were going
down. He definitely skipped a goal.
This is not the dumbest thing we do.
It's the best thing we did, too.
That was pretty good. I give that one an 8-2.
All right.
Jose Horry got an 8-2 there. That was good.
Thanks, guys.
It's a good, I think it was better doing the Cantor call first on
Telemundo.
Yeah,
a little bit
first. Yeah. That way he can hear kind of the cadence a little bit.
Because there's a lot of goals in here.
You have more goals than you would think.
And like, after the first one, if I would have done this one, I would have done the long goal 8 times.
He kind of hits you with like a goal immediately.
Yes, that's why I wanted to read here.
Ahí va, goal! Goal!
Yes.
Like that.
Also, like
he
how
hits
he,
you with one.
He hits you with a flourish when he runs out of breath, too.
Yeah.
It's a nice artist, a nice touch by the artist.
It's kind of like when sprinters put their nose over the tape. The checkered line, the checkered finish line, whatever they call it. He's so good. He's so good. Hits you with a pop goal, lets you know there's a goal there, and then he gets into the big goal, and then he hits you with a double goal, and then he's like, goal by this guy. Love that guy, man. On Telemundo.
On Telemundo.
I love saying Telemundo. 713-780-ESPN. Jose Jorge is the reason why Tex-Mex restaurants are starting to charge money for chips and salsa. I think Jose Jorge needs to have at least 2 El Tiempo margaritas before this to make it really effective. That's a great idea.
That is a
El Tiempo, if you're listening and you want to, you know, wedge us into your marketing budget. You can sponsor Jose Jorge. El Tiempo. And then every time Jose Jorge makes his triumphant return, he's double fisting El Tiempo margaritas. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it does.
You might want to do that at 5:45 though.
No.
No, you need a little wind down.
Then I got some time to
max
sober
comedic
up.
Effect, 3:00.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Jose Jorge is the best segment of the day. Need mas. Jose Jorge much better with the training wheels on. I don't know what that means.
I think that's playing the goal first.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah. Jose Jorge with training wheels, if that's what you meant, was better. Yeah. Do you want to read that last text there that you just got, Jose Jorge, before we go to break?
Can you read it first?
No.
To make sure?
No, it's just. Boy, you know.
It's okay.
No, it's fine.
I think he's just asking for an FCC violation.
That's fine.
Sure. Voya, Yamar, no sabía que estudias hablaban.
No sabía que ustedes hablan español means I didn't know that you guys spoke Spanish.
That's hablan?
It's a form of hablar, yeah, to speak.
Yeah, it's like y'all. Whenever you add these stuff at the end, is more like who they're directing it to, like a singular person, a man, a woman, y'all. Nosotros, okay. You know. No sabía que ustedes hablan español.
There's more B's as it's written out in there than I thought it was.
Hablaban.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I was listening to...
makes it plural.
I was listening to Selena on my Pandora when I dropped the kids off today. I force them to listen to Selena and Pandora. That way they don't forget their roots.
Yeah, trying to make sure.
I want them to know where they came from.
Sure.
So how do I do that? I force them to listen to a little bitty bitty bonbon.
You know? And I'm Mexico.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to say.
Brandon baby does it. He goes bitty bitty bonbon.
I thought he was say baby Brandon goes and I'm Mexican.
I'll make him say some words, but nothing crazy like vamos or like pantalones. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's get into the red card, the flow red card that happened in the 64th minute. Boy, that stinks because he is really, really good. Where do we stand on that? We got some rules officials. We got some people griping about it. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
Right now, if you qualify, you can get payments for as low as $400 on a brand new leased vehicle through D&M Leasing. They'll bring you that car within 24 to 72 hours, your home, your office, wherever you're at, and take your trade-in as well. If you've never leased a vehicle before, the average salesperson at D&M Leasing has been there for 10 plus years. So they will walk you through everything from start to finish, how long the lease goes, mileage, all the questions that you might have. You're going to get that white glove customer service because all they do at D&M is win customer service of the year awards. You can give them that call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com. And here's the thing. When you go to their website, put in Joe George, when you select the option, and there's a chance that even I might bring you that brand new lease vehicle. Give that call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com.
ESPN 97.5.
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Closed out our sweats of the week, sweats of the day today. 1-1. We won the Spain minus a goal and a half. They won 3-0. And then we lost the Brewers minus a run and a half. They got killed. But we lost a unit there. We won a unit with Spain. So even on the day, finished the week up one unit. So if you're $1 million unit, you want $1 million with Jeremy and Joe this week. And on the year, $4.3 million. We're better than the stock market.
Yes, we are. Follow us.
Yep.
Please write.
The station does not condone our behavior. 713-780-3776. So Flo got a red card yesterday, 64th minute. Such a massive loss, too. He's a great goal scorer, this guy. Scored the first goal. He also had the offside goal, put one in the back of the net that was called off. Almost drew a PK early, too.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty close. That was like the soccer version of a crossover. That was pretty cool. And then he had the one off the crossbar, too, in the second half. The guy's really good. I like him as a goal scorer very, very much. But your thoughts on the they didn't call it on the run of play. They didn't call it down on the pitch. VAR had to signal down, and then on VAR review, Ballo gets a red card, which, of course, in the football world, carries a one-match suspension. He will not be available in the round of 16.
Yeah, so this is where, like, not being, like, hugely locked into soccer all the time is probably going to make people not like me. This is the softest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
He's stepping his foot over, and he steps on the guy's calf.
Yeah, I've seen, like, some people, like, letter of the law, it's a red card,
sure,
all that.
Sure, and exactly. Maybe it is, but give me a break.
Yeah, there's two things that annoy me the most here, and we'll play audio on one of them a little bit later. But the other one is, like, Messi did this way more egregiously in the Argentinians' first World Cup match, and, like, it didn't even get looked at.
Yeah.
And then you see this, like, okay, it's not calling the run of play, but VAR is going to signal it in. And not only are we going to be like, oh, there's a foul on the play, but we're also going to red card the dude. That's what annoys me more, is like the inconsistency of it. Like, letter of the law, this is why it's a red. Okay, you're probably right there. But I don't like the inconsistency of how it was called and then, like, the VAR influence on it. Now, here's Mark Clattenburg, who was on the Fox broadcast, former FIFA ref and also the Fox rules analyst. And here's his breakdown of the play.
Yeah, when I watched this in real speed, I didn't think it was much. I thought it was just a coming together of two players. And what you do see is that Balogun's challenge does catch his opponent on the back of the leg, and then when it comes down, it catches his ankle, and that's when the twist of the Bosnia-Herzegovina player's foot twists underneath him. The problem you've got is, to reach a criteria of the red card, it has to be some speed, there has to be some force, and there has to be some malice. This lacked that. But what it does have, which is what the element of the VAR is hiding behind, is it endangers the safety of the opponent, because if that foot-on-foot challenge which could have acted and ended with a broken ankle. So what they've done is they've looked at the consequence of the challenge. However, in my opinion, this didn't endanger the safety of the opponent. Balogun doesn't even look for the foul. It's one of them where it happens in a split second. He puts his foot down and catches the opponent. It was an accidental challenge. And for me, this did not reach the criteria of a red card. And it shouldn't have been a VAR intervention.
Variant. He sounds like somebody. Is it Rory that he sounds like? He sounds like somebody.
Maybe.
That's very popular.
I could hear that.
Yeah. It might not be somebody that I hear. But anyways, I don't think there was malice there. I think
there's
that's
no
like the part that I would point to that Mark Clattenburg was saying. Everything else, like probably right, like it was forceful, endangered the player.
I think that's such an interesting rule in soccer. Like the only thing comparable feels like is, I'm drawing a blank on the term, but the Kawhi Leonard play when you put your feet under someone.
Oh yeah,
the three.
You don't give them room to land.
Yeah, like that feels like the only comparable thing here. Where like maybe you didn't do it on purpose, but a player can get significantly hurt if they land on your foot there by being in their space. But still, it's like there's no intent.
See, the suspension part's aggravating. I know it's the history of soccer, and it's just the way that it is. Red card's an automatic one-match suspension. I feel like we would, and obviously because they won, everybody in this country would feel a lot differently if it was only a red that didn't carry a one-match suspension. I don't think anybody would care. Sure. But, oh, yeah, probably fair, especially that you won. Like, that influences.
Yeah, you'd move on quick.
Yeah, you move on quick because you win the match. You don't really, like, sit there and, you know, drown your sorrows and all that stuff. But the fact that he's going to have to miss the next match, biggest match in American soccer history, and he's your best goal scorer, it's like, man, I hate the rule here. Now, this is the part that annoys me. This is the part where I think U.S. got a bad whistle, a bad card. Taylor Twellman, who's the ESPN soccer guy, he talked about, he broke it down. Like, I read this somewhere else, but then he had the video of it, so I think it's better if he says it because he has a soccer voice and I don't. This is the part that really drives me nuts.
If the call on the field is what it was, which was nothing, then you cannot, according to the VAR protocols, use slow motion still images. So they did not follow the right VAR protocol. That's a fact. That's not even my opinion. That's based on what they did. And so that's where it is really, really disappointing to me.
Yeah, they got screwed there. Like, if they're not following their own protocols and you're not supposed to use slow-mo replay, but they did use slow-mo replay to signal it in, they got hosed. They got a Brian McDonald whistle.
It's fascinating because if they didn't follow a protocol, then you would think that they could go in and overturn this later on. Almost like a technical foul in the NBA.
Rescind it or whatever?
They can rescind it. Where it's like, yeah, we can't fix the fact that we made him leave the game. And thankfully, you still won. But if the protocol was used incorrectly, then it should allow this to be removed.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, they must not have the authority to do that.
I agree, but I don't think it works that way. In fact, Mark Clattenburg was like, he was asked a follow-up question. They're like, hey, what does this mean going forward? And he says that FIFA has the discretion to review it today and actually extend the match ban.
Yeah, so they can't make it go away.
Right.
Which, this is insane.
They can extend it.
You can extend it, but you can't make it go away? What kind of world is that? Like,
it's football world.
What rule is that?
Football is life. This happened in the World Cup already. The dude who broke the Canadian's leg, he got red carded, and he got sent off.
Yep.
And then FIFA, when they reviewed it, they slapped him with a five match suspension.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mark Clattenburg also said that he doesn't expect that to happen with football.
But it's an option.
Yeah.
If they wanted to go down that road, they could.
Yeah, they could tack games onto the suspension.
That's crazy. Like, I can't believe you can tack onto a suspension, but you can't remove it.
It's frustrating because he's an elite goal scorer, at least from my point of view, my football point of view. Here was Pochettino, everybody's favorite American gaffer, on the red card.
For me, never is a red card. Watching after on TV, and never was the intention to step up of the player. That was a normal action in football that happened because by accident, and it's never intentional. That is why for me, it's never red card.
There you go. American gaffer, Mauricio Pochettino. For me, it's never. I love the way they talk. For me, never.
We
use that in English.
We talked about this maybe last week, was expectations for Team USA.
Yeah.
What do you consider a success? What do you consider a failure? We both said quarterfinals.
Yeah.
What you expect. That changed now?
I mean,
your best goal scorer is not available. Like, are we now content with where this team has gone? Disappointed if it doesn't go farther, if they don't beat Belgium, but because you're missing your best player, especially because it's controversial?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay.
Like, if they were to lose, like an extra time to Belgium or in PKs to Belgium and you didn't have flow, yeah.
Like, you can still be upset about, like, if Pulisic doesn't step up or any of the other guys. Like, there are plenty of guys. There's still going to be a full soccer team out there on Monday night.
They're going to run out of 11, Joe.
But you're missing your guy. Like, you're missing your main. You're missing your main guy.
You're missing your best. Well, I don't know if he's the best American, but he's their best goal scorer.
Yeah. Like, if you lose 1-0,
he's elite in the box, man. His footwork, beautiful. Finished with both feet. Finished with both legs. I love the guy. 713-780-3776. Junkie says most continental confederations and club soccer leagues allow for disputing the extra match red card ban. FIFA should allow it for the World Cup as well. Cash that. I like that. Cash it. Eric the Buyer said he heard on Dell Show that the ref had been investigated by FIFA in 23 for potential match fixing by giving out unnecessary red cards. Yeah, I read something about that too. Like, I don't know if this, like, I don't know if this stinks of match fixing. Plus, he wasn't the one that gave it out. Like, the run of play, he didn't give it out. It came from the VAR. So I think that's more coincidental than correlation.
Probably.
And, like, America still won the match. And also, like, if he was investigated by FIFA in 2023 and he's still officiating FIFA games in 2026, what does that tell you about that investigation? That they found nothing, you know? Because if they find a sliver of anything that you would question his integrity about, or FIFA would question his integrity about. I know FIFA's very fraudulent as a corrupt as an organization, but you have to imagine that they would very easily get rid of an official that they found any sniff of a potential match fixing going on.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow it.
And he didn't make the call on the run of play.
Yeah, it was the VAR.
I think the VAR ref shouldn't be allowed to influence a red card. If it wasn't egregious enough to be called live, it should be a yellow card at most. Cash that. I think it's a great call, especially if you're not supposed to use slow-mo replays, and they did. Flo Balogun is what Jozy Altidore was supposed to be. Cash that. You're full of good takes today, 7308. I like what you're cooking. You're cooking up some good stuff. All right, Bad Take Boulevard coming up next. 713-780-3776. What are the worst takes of the week? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Just saw a tweet that Fox says its preliminary numbers for U.S. Bosnia HERS show an average of 24.43 million viewers, peaked at 31.88. Most watched soccer telecast in English language U.S. history.
Which of the Talmud numbers will be bigger?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. You think it would be?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't so far.
But specifically for an American game, I would think the American television would have the higher ratings.
Yeah, right?
Because the American fan, on average, would be watching it in English, not in Spanish.
That's what, I mean, I would think that the American match would have more ratings on Fox than it would on Telemundo.
You're probably right.
But the other matches, I would say they're all probably higher on Telemundo.
Yeah. So I drew the finals.
The NBA finals?
Yeah.
Okay. Not surprising.
Probably outdrew the World Series, too.
Probably.
I would guess.
31.88 viewers for a American round of viewers, 32 match.
It might have.
On a Wednesday night.
Yeah, because I know last year's World Series, if you put it all together, is like the most watched World Series ever, I believe.
I've been toying with the idea of going to a watch party on Monday because it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm down.
It'd be a lot of fun. We'll
Why
see.
Not?
Because I don't really like crowds.
Go as a show?
Maybe. We might discuss over the weekend. See what's on the calendar.
I don't got anything
about it. See the Weiss plans. We can be bought, too. 713-780-3776. We can be bought.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely for sale.
We are for sale. We're like NASCAR up in this.
Especially
mug.
El Tiempo, if you want to. Yeah.
Joe really liked that
Jose
idea.
Jorge.
Joe's a big fan of that idea.
That was his favorite idea of yours in the history of the show.
Junkie says the announcer sounded like Paul McGinley, who does announcing for the PGA. Meh. I don't think I would recognize that voice, but maybe. I do watch a little bit of golf, but I don't think that'd be him. All right, Bad Take Boulevard, worst takes of the week. Ryanair, who I guess is like an airliner in Bosnia, maybe. They said, can't wait for the U.S. It's an airliner. Can't wait for the U.S. to lose to a team they couldn't find on a map. Well, they beat that team. But I also don't think, I think it's accurate. I don't think I could find Bosnia Herz on a map.
Hell no.
Is it in Europe?
It is in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
I could get you to
Europe. Let's go.
And I think it's on the eastern half of Europe, but that's as close as I
I've always liked the eastern half of Europe more than the western half.
Have you?
Yeah, big eastern half
big
guy.
Big eastern black guy?
Yes.
Former Soviet guy?
You're different? You like the western side?
Yeah, I prefer the non-former Soviet, yes.
I mean, east and west is relative. It depends on which way you're looking at it.
Okay, sure.
I mean, if we're on this side of the globe.
zero chance I could find it.
I don't think I could find it.
I'd never heard of this country before the World Cup.
I've heard of Bosnia. I didn't realize they merged. Why did they merge?
I have no idea.
You've never heard of Bosnia?
I mean, yeah, but I guess
that's what you said. You never heard.
Well, I guess post-merge.
Wasn't there a Bosnian war?
Yeah, probably.
Probably led to
definitely
the merger.
Had to have been a Bosnian war. Yeah. I don't know why they merged Bosnia and Bosnia Herz. Or Herzegovina.
Their basketball team is playing Alpi today.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're double teaming him in the post.
I saw that.
I wish all the opponents to Alpi looked like Bosnia, because he was doing some good stuff today.
Yep. Euro takes are back.
yeah, that's right. Euro Alpi's like is Jokic. SEC numbers guy. SEC numbers guy says, why is it possible to bet on a draw when a draw is impossible?
Oh.
I mean, take it from us who we've been betting soccer for a year. We've been betting soccer since the beginning of the year.
What a noob.
Right? Yeah.
Also, if you
it's a regulation bet, SEC numbers, guys. Stick to
you
football.
You just made the list.
Also, if you hit the drop-down menu right there, it explains that.
I wonder if he's just looking for engagement, which is always possible.
The tweet's got 1.4 million views, so.
It just means more. Matty Betts. You ever heard of Matty Betts?
I don't think so.
He pops up on my timeline every now and then.
I do not know this,
but
man.
But Matty Betts is a terrible, terrible soccer bettor.
Okay.
So in the knockout stage, he bet Japan to make it to the round of 16. I think he placed this bet when they were playing Brazil. But he said, yeah, he did. He said, we're loading on Japan to advance against Brazil. He bet $12,000 to win $43,600. So he obviously lost that. So that's his first bad take. You make the list.
You just made the list.
But then Matty Betts doubles down on Germany to beat Paraguay.
This is my not around face. I'm pissed. Some people would call this I'm on tilt. I call it I'm getting all my money back and some. Okay? Germany to win by 2 goals or more, that's going to pay us $20,000. Germany to win by 3 goals or more, that's going to pay us another $11,000. And Germany to blow them out 4 goals or more in regulation, that's going to pay us another $15,000. By the way, Japan, you are dead to me.
Germany lost. So he lost his $10,000 at minus 1.5. He lost his $3,000 at minus 2.5. He lost his $2,000 at minus 3.5. I'll do the math on this one, Joe. That's a loss of $15,000 betting on the Germans.
He lost $27,000 in 2 games.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You just made the list.
Maybe Matty Betts needs a new line of work. That's rough. Stick to football. Kirk Herbstreit makes the list. Kirk Herbstreit's been on these.
You just made the list.
Weird diatribes about baseball, and he does it in these weirdly formatted tweets. His formatting on this, he has to be typing this out outside of Twitter. He has to be typing this out outside of Twitter and then copying and pasting it into Twitter.
And his notepad.
And that is annoying to me.
Yeah,
it is really annoying. He might even be doing it in a Word doc.
Because you can type it somewhere else and then mess around with it to where it looks normal.
No, click on the leak. It looks like a haiku. It looks like a poem that he's tweeting out. It's brutal.
Yeah, it looks like he just hits enter after every sentence.
Maybe he's just it's a thought. Okay, thank you. Then here's my thought. Here's my thought. Here's my thought. And he starts a new line on every
Instead
thought.
Instead of putting out it 10 is the, tweets.
The formatting drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. But the bad take here is he's going on this diatribe. Where is baseball? I want good old-fashioned baseball. I miss baseball the way it was meant to be played back in the good old days. And he goes, where's Tony Gwynn, Rod Carew, Wade Boggs, Ichiro? Those guys wouldn't exist in today's ridiculous home run or K launch angle game. Kirk, stick to college football, brother. maybe not even pro football, just stick to college
you
football.
You just made the list.
Tony Gwynn could play in any era. And look, I think Tony Gwynn's slightly overrated, but Tony Gwynn could play in any era. Rod Carew could play in any era. Wade Boggs can play in any era. Ichiro Suzuki could play in any era. Kirk Herbstreit, this is a dumb take in your stupid formatted tweet. Stick to college football. And get off of Amazon, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, like Luis Arraez exists in today's Major League Baseball. Yeah. He doesn't hit any homers, but he'll stick around and hit 320.
And
like,
he's not half the player that Tony Gwynn was.
It's a dumb take.
Such a bad take.
He's just miserable because he's a Reds fan.
I like Herbstreit on College Game Day and when he's calling college football games, but some of his takes are so over-the-top hardo, and they're misinformed, too. It just becomes really annoying.
In what world are those guys not playing in today's game? That is stupid.
Like, you don't think Ichiro's playing today?
Right?
Like, it's Ichiro.
All of those dudes are Hall of Famers, and they wouldn't make it in today's game. You're nuts.
Like, Ichiro is, I think, third on the list of most home runs ever by a Japanese player. Maybe second.
It's a weird stat.
I saw it the other day. That's why. like, he could do any, like, because he doesn't hit bombs. He wouldn't play.
Bad take,
like,
man.
Stop watching.
Ichiro Suzuki's finding his way to the field. Like, Tony Gwynn's finding his way to the field.
Go the other way. Like, Ellie De La Cruz wouldn't make it back in the day.
Probably not.
But, like, ridiculous. Those guys would fit today.
Ridiculous. Nico Adelie takes, two annual gimmicks I will not be falling for this offseason. LeBron is retiring, slash LeBron just played his last game as a Laker. And then also the Bucks are trading Giannis. Both of those things happen.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not
you
falling.
You just made the list.
It did happen.
There was an ESPN free agent preview with the Houston Rockets, and it lists, like, draft picks. They listed Bruce Thornton as a first-rounder. And then they also listed a second draft pick for the Rockets, Narcisse Nogoy, who was drafted in the second round, not by the Rockets.
Okay.
And is also the player that said, no thanks on the NBA, I'm going to Auburn. So they got Thornton wrong, not a first rounder, but okay, one pick away, not an egregious miss. But then they assigned Narcisse Nogoy to the Houston Rockets as a first rounder, who was not drafted by the Rockets, was not drafted in the first round, and is electing to go to college. Terrible miss. Huh? You make the list. How
you just made the list.
Editorial desk.
Like, I get, like, the first one, like,
whatever.
NFL,
slight miss.
You're thinking NFL, maybe just 32 teams, so 31st pick. That's a first round pick, right? Like, it's a mistake, but it's a simple mistake.
Simple mistake.
Honestly, when you said the other guy's name, I was like, I thought maybe, like, that's who they picked up in free agency.
No, they picked up a point guard.
Yeah, so
this guy literally said, I'm going to Auburn.
And so the Clippers, I just pulled it up. So the Clippers are able to stash him.
Is that how it's working?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's like the Euro players.
That's crazy. But was he European? He might have been European. That might have been, like, the glitch in the game. Is I don't think that he was an American player. I think he was
French
a European
center.
Drafted by... Yeah. It is interesting.
So interesting.
It is interesting. They can store them, though.
Why couldn't they just do that with American players then? Why couldn't they go back to college and
different
be
to the PA, probably?
I guess, yeah. But that's very interesting that they get to keep his rights. He's going to play college basketball.
Yeah, they need to fix that.
That's what they do in hockey.
I don't hate that they can stash the rights. I think that they need to not make it where it's international and you domestic
have
differences.
Different. Yeah, all the same.
They need, what do they call it whenever they come together? These countries, like the United Nations, they need like a peace plan.
For basketball?
For the NBA, college basketball, international basketball. They need to come together as a united nation under Adam Silver.
Oh, that guy's terrible at his job.
Peace plan. Rich Eisen, my dear friend, but this goes to show you that anybody could make the list, even the best of our friends. I think my mother made the list. Blind Willie has made the list. Anybody can get it.
We put Baby Branham on the list one time.
Did we?
I thought you did.
What did he do?
I don't remember.
That tracks, though.
I think your wife's been on the list.
Wife's been on the list?
Yeah.
Everybody can get it. Everybody can get it. And even my dear friend Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen on June 30th, 2019, almost 7 years ago to the day, whenever Kevin Durant signed with the Brooklyn Nets, said an absolute coup for the Nets, making Brooklyn the nexus of New York basketball, if not the entire hashtag NBA.
Did you say a coup for the Nets?
Yeah,
you
did.
It's a coup.
Coup, my bad. I didn't know that's the way that word was spelled. It felt funny. But Branham on the list. It did feel funny.
You
coming
just
off
made the list.
Yeah, it should have.
I don't know why.
I don't know why you're making fun of an ESL guy. It's kind of messed up. It's really messed up to make fun of an ESL guy. Tim Buck II. He was in my. I like to do this with my my commenters because they always say they're always like tough guy. Like I know more than you. I'm gonna dunk on you. And then when they're wrong, it cracks me up. But I just hit him with that subtle like. You know, I don't do like the whole hashtag like the update quote tweet up to it. I don't need to embarrass the guy outside the parameters of the show, outside the confines of the show. But I tweeted the other day the rumors of Marcus Smart being to the Rockets. I said smart move. I like it. Tim Buck II at JoltonJoe1010 on Twitter. They are not signing him. Mm. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to Tim Buck II.
JoltonJoe1010.
You made the list, man. The Rockets are signing Marcus Smart.
They are.
So you get it, Tim Buck II.
Are we?
That's kind of an elite name.
I like that you powered through your pun of smart's move.
I know.
He just powered right through it.
Honestly, that was the reason I tweeted it, probably.
Was that?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Although I do like the move. I do like the move. But I also like his name. It's Tim Buck II. But whenever you read it out, Tim Buck II. That's an elite Twitter name.
How are we feeling about the free throw rule?
Hate it.
Test out.
Hate it.
That goes on Bat Tick Boulevard?
See, I was saving it for Cashem or Trashem, but that works.
Sorry, okay.
No, that's okay.
So if you missed it, in Summer League, they're going to test this where one free throw will count for 1, 2, or 3 points. That's crazy.
I hate it.
Yeah, and just then, regardless of how many free throws you would have gotten, you take one free throw, and it counts for all of the points that you could have gotten.
Until...
Yeah, this is where it's really dumb.
The last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and during overtime.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So it's a dumb rule, and then they make it even dumber.
Yeah. Apparently they've been doing... I found this out today. Apparently they've been doing this in the G League for years. I almost said G League. But... It's like a pace of play thing, but like
it would be faster.
It would be faster, but like I can wait an extra minute for him to actually make both free throws or three free throws.
It's also really, really dumb that they chase dumb with dumb. Like you're gonna do it, just do it. But then like final 2 minutes, we're changing it. That what?
Yeah, because they tell us by doing that oh, this is really stupid.
We
can't have it taint the final 2 minutes. Well, then don't do it at all.
I'm not a fan of it. I don't think they'll do it. There used to be a 2-to-make-1.
Yeah, I learned that not that long ago.
Yeah.
Which is worse.
Probably.
Than this.
Yeah.
Because Bill Simmons has been on this forever, an idea like this. His suggestion was different, though, would be if you make the first one, you just get credit for both points. If you miss the first one, you still get a shot at the second point or the second and third points. So it's not all or nothing like they're trying here. Also, not a great idea, but I think I like it more than this. This is terrible. Like you said, if you have to in the crucial part of the game change the rule back to taking all of your actual shots, it's a bad rule.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they did this in baseball with the pitch clock?
Well, they kind of did it with the man for man because they get rid of it in the postseason. They're telling you by doing so that this is dumb and we don't want affecting it our most important games.
Yeah, and my guess is with this rule is that this will get implemented in the NBA, and exactly what you said, Brian, is what will transpire. Is it will not partake in the playoffs. In the playoffs, they'll shoot all their free throws. In the regular season, this will be a new rule. Like, how much time is this going to save?
I don't even
Junkie
care.
Says Wimby takes forever to shoot free throws, but it's not even it's not a slow game. Like, do you ever go to an NBA game? Like, I wish this game was faster. No, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
And this
two and a half.
And this was my whole argument against the man for man. Okay, let's say you shave 15 minutes off per game. Like, it goes from 2:15 to 2:00. Like, is that going to get the person that's like, 2:15 is too long? Oh, I'll now tune in because it's 2 hours? No. Saving them 10 minutes is not going to get them to tune in if it was already too long.
Yeah, the NBA's argument against that is going to be that Major League Baseball is having its best rating success since they put in, like, the pitch clock. Now, I don't think those things are directly correlated.
I do.
You think, like, I think it helps. I think there's a level of star that's also happened in Major League Baseball for the first time in a long time, where it feels like there's just more players you care about.
Like the Ohtani effect?
Man. Yeah, I think some of that. But like,
I mean, the best player of all time was in our, well, best hitter of all time was in our generation.
But they did a poor job marketing him. Like, I don't feel like that's the case.
They kind of blackballed him, too.
Yeah, like, I think.
I mean, Barry Bonds, they were like, we don't want him in our sport. Shohei Ohtani, yeah. They're like, yeah, you can bet on baseball, no big deal.
Yeah.
Which blame it on your translator.
But like those games are under most major baseball games are under 3 hours now.
Yeah, it's great.
But like this is not going to. Are they trying to get under 2 hours? Is that what they think is going to like a comp? Like
I don't think they'll get under two.
No,
I think it's dumb. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I think this is terrible.
Junkie says it's 3 to make 2, not 2 to make 1. Okay, appreciate it. I'll take your word for it. I'm not old. I'm kind of old. It formally counts as a draw if it goes to PKs. No, it formally counts as a draw if it goes to extra time. Junkie, get out of here. Misinforming the people. We don't let junkies misinform junkies. It is not formally in the betting world counting as a draw if it goes to PKs. When does it count as a draw, Joe?
When the game regulation ends.
When it goes into extra time. It is a draw the moment regulation ends. Don't misinform our junkies, junkie. We take pride in having the most sophisticated listenership in all of Houston sports radio.
I'm going to put myself on Bad Take Boulevard.
Okay.
Because the Telemundo audience was only 9 million, so I was so wrong.
Versus in the Americans?
Versus.
Yeah, I wonder what is in other matches, though.
What was the American number?
24.
Oof. Yeah that's by a lot.
Yep. Ryanair is the biggest no-frills airline. You just made the list! In Europe. They often make outrageous statements. Thanks for that. Ryanair is the national airline of Ireland, apparently. Okay. They didn't even make the World Cup, losers. I tell you. Come watch the USA game with the Surge SG. I'm saying, what does SG stand for? Soccer group?
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
I've never seen that, though. I've never seen SG, a soccer group.
You see the FC, you see football club.
FC for football club. I've even seen soccer club. I've even seen SC. I've never seen SG. That's weird. I'm guessing it's soccer group?
Probably.
Where
y'all? No, it's supporter group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's supporter group. It yeah.
We're showing our casualness.
The more
here.
You know.
Well, where's the Surge SG going to be? You can't just say, come watch the USA game with the Surge SG and not tell us, not hit us with the address. Drop the pin. 713-780-3776.
We need the deets.
apparently, Junkie says, how dare you, Branham? Bonds never did anything illegal. He was never caught. They also didn't test back then. What else is the guy going to say? Oh, apparently the Bosnia Herz was the breakup of Yugoslavia.
Ah.
So, the more you know. Well, Jeremy and Joe. In honor of Bobby Bonilla Day yesterday, what are the worst topics in sports radio? Because we're entering that month, Joe. Mm-hmm. We're in the month of July. You hear all these sports talk radio. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to talk about in the month of July? Well, what do we just have Jose Jorge show up, carry a segment or two. So, in honor of Bobby Bonilla Day.
Amor?
What are the worst topics in sports radio? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.